podcast with Amanda, Shandy, and Colleen. My name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
Welcome to the show, everybody. This is season 5, episode 15, episode number 195. How is it going?
Pretty good.
Oh, it goes. It goes.
Awesome. We are joined tonight by the Hangout level patrons in the chat right now. We have JP and Greg and Ro and Matt. Good to see everybody. Some of you 2 days in a row.
Yeah.
Yes. So before we started, we had one little false start, and Amanda thought that Daniel was going to flush the toilet in the background. Why she's podcasting from the bathroom, I don't know, but no, I'm just kidding.
I mean, it's in a small apartment. I mean, it's really just all bathroom adjacent, really.
But JP wants to know, he flushed but no hand washing? What the hey? And then followed up
with, I think there was hand washing. I don't know. I can't confirm or deny. I don't want to spread rumors.
Then he is in the patron level bathroom. I suppose.
It's all patron level bathroom, really.
True that. But anyway, yeah, so here we are, quickly approaching the end of October, which is nuts.
Crazy.
Yeah, crazy.
I know. How is that possible?
I don't know. We talked about it a little bit on Broad Topics last night, but like, I truly can't remember like a lot of this year. Like, there's no landmarks. Like, you know, it'd be like, oh, you know, I traveled here, I went to this concert, I went to Comic-Con, and like, there's no like real benchmarks this year to really kind of keep track of, like, I don't know.
No, for sure. I always kind of feel like Monterey is like a black hole for that, just in general, because it's like pretty much always the same. The changes in season are much more subtle.
Yeah.
And so like, the temperature's always the same, and I don't teach like on a semester schedule.
That's right.
So I've always sort of felt like it's this weird black hole here where it's hard to like situate yourself in time. But you're right, this year it's obviously like even worse because no other events to, like, we've just been home pretty much.
One day rolls right into the next. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like, I think I told this story on Broad Topics last night, but last week I legitimately didn't know what day it was. I legitimately had to be told the date because I was 2 days in the past.
Yep.
It was very embarrassing and also very telling of the type of year we've all had.
Yep. Matt says, I thought that it was March 234th.
Correct.
Pretty much.
Kind of feels like that.
Yep.
And oh my goodness. So way back in like June, we had an episode called Here Comes Jason D. And we named it that. And that was at the J part of Jason. And now we're in the O.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Yeah, we're in the O. Help. October.
What does Jason stand for?
July, August, September, October, November.
That is insane.
It is kind of insane. And we are at 41 days until the D.
Wow.
But we're in the O. But we're in the O. So do we need the D?
That's a good price. It's a fair point. Captain doesn't think we do.
He's happy as a clam. Mm-hmm.
Rose said her benchmarks are brain imploding political situations. Okay, that's fair. But also, I don't even know if I can keep track of those anymore because 411 things happen each week. Like today, a thing that happened today was Donald Trump throwing a hissy fit and walking out on Leslie Stahl in 60 Minutes and leaving Mike Pence there to finish the segment for him. I'm not sure. Ooh, what is that? Is that a flush? Is that a fart?
It's a neighbor.
It's a neighbor. Okay.
It's a neighbor.
Sounds like different neighbors, though. Younger neighbors.
No, it is younger neighbor. I think they're in the building across the way. Mm. They just don't seem to have a bedtime.
Ah.
Oh, yeah, it is late.
It's well,
late.
I guess when you're not going to school. Oh, no, my kids, though, I needed them to, they kept their bedtimes. We need them to be asleep.
Yes, routine.
Yeah. Routine is very important, I've been told.
Anyway, I don't remember what I was saying. Something about Trump throwing a hissy fit and walking out of 60 Minutes. And that was a thing that happened today. And I don't even know what else was happening. Apparently, there was another crazy day of like tweets or rallies or something. But
we're at like DEF CON crazy.
We're at DEF CON crazy.
Well, it's like and to jump on that. We've been watching Daniel and I. We've been watching Frontlines, The Choice, mm-hmm. that they do every election year about going into the history and the life of like the two candidates and. Frontline always does a great job and it's really interesting. It's really sobering. You kind of watch it through and it's like, how can anyone be confused as to which one of these two is the qualified candidate? But like, anyway, that's not the point I'm trying to make. The point I am trying to make is that I knew that they were ultimately updating the documentary and I wasn't sure if what we were watching was the updated version. Because I was like, because they updated it because of the tax stuff. Then I was like, no, wait, maybe it was RBG. No way.
Maybe it was COVID.
Like, there's just COVID. It was COVID. It's like, there's just so many crazy things.
It was the other tax stuff.
Oh my God. Yeah.
That there was just a whole litany of reasons why they could have had to go back and recut the end of the documentary. And I couldn't remember which one it was.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It was probably all of them. I don't know.
Oh my God. Yeah. I don't know. But speaking of a million things that are happening, we did do another Broad Topics this past week. It should be out on the feed. I hope that, if you weren't able to join us, you'll give it a listen. We had a much, much calmer discussion this week than the past week. We talked about, what did we talk about? I actually have it up here for the episode description. Oh, we talked about, yard signs and retiring to Panama, the stupid write-in votes, and Zoom Dick. We talked about Zoom Dick.
Sure did. Right. Don't forget, never forget. Hashtag never forget Zoom Dick.
Never forget Zoom Dick.
I'm embarrassed that I needed to be reminded that that was the thing that we talked about because that's a really great thing.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Speaking of that, though, okay. I don't love the choice of the hashtag, but hashtag MeTubin was trending this morning, basically making fun of him for getting caught and like just making jokes about it. So I don't like that they were using that hashtag, but some of the stuff in it was actually, kind of funny. Also, Tubin is now in the Urban Dictionary as getting caught masturbating on a Zoom call is now called a Tubin.
Wow, that didn't take very long, did it?
It never does. It never does.
Pretty great.
Oh. Yeah. Okay,
only
yeah.
Webster Dictionary could update so quickly.
Yep.
So not to throw any shade at Webster.
Yep. So here it is.
And to be clear, we're not like, no shade. We're not like shaming masturbation.
No, we're shaming the fact that
Don't do it at work.
No. Don't do it at work.
There's a time and a place.
Exactly.
Like set yourself up for success.
Yes.
Like leave the room. Say you're going to the bathroom and then lock yourself in a room where your coworkers can't possibly see you.
Just wait until after work hours.
Mm-hmm. It's the ultimate you time. Like make sure you aren't just by yourself with you.
Right. You don't want to be stressed for time and thinking like, oh my God, somebody could call me in a second. No,
right. Well, it's either the you time or the you and your partner time or the you watching your partner do somebody else time, like whatever. It's the time that is not dedicated for work hours unless you have taken PTO or something.
Exactly. You need to be on official leave status.
Exactly. Because that does constitute what he did, constitutes harassment of his coworkers.
Yeah.
You know what the funny? You know what the crazy thing is? Apparently, like people were trying to be like nice about it and like pretend that they didn't see him at first. Because what do you do?
It's like deer in the headlights. What do you do?
Yeah.
You are living a Zoom nightmare, and nobody prepares for that.
Right.
And the and fact I imagine that
there's a little bit of like just waiting for someone else, like you don't want to be the person that like, you know, calls out the elephant in the room. They're just like, oh, please, someone else, please. God, oh, oh, I hope Fred brings it up. Oh, God. What a- well,
I still just can't get over that the fact that this, the audio, the sound was just specifically mentioned. Like, no. Like, that might be worse, like, hearing it while watching it.
I mean, yeah. Like, you don't need to be knowing your coworker's sounds. Just, no.
No.
No. Nope.
No.
Don't. Yeah. Anyway. Also, he's a giant asshole in real life, so hashtag never forget that you can laugh at this person for getting what's coming to them in some kind of karmic debt. Just saying. Okay, on Twitter, CNN asked Tubin to resign, but he said he'd rather stick it out at CNN. That's the kind of things that we're dreading from me, Tubin. Another one is, dear men on Zoom, the camera does not add inches. the hashtag actually also does have people being like, you do not masturbate at work or any work-related events. This includes virtual meetings. It's not smart. It's nasty. And I feel bad for those who had to witness that. It's, yeah, there's no laughing. You don't have to. But Shandy, I thought of you when I saw this
statement.
One. Yeah, it's just a statement. I thought of you when I saw this one, also a valid statement. Why do men always say it was an accident? A decision to jerk off made in a brain. Belt buckle, zipper button. Zipper, button, underwear, dick out. That's a hell of an accident.
For real.
Mm-hmm. It's an accident you got caught. Like, no. No, 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 no.
That was premeditated.
Yep.
Yep.
You need to go back and pull out the dictionary and look up the term accident.
Yeah, so anyway, good times. Again, I think we have spent more than enough time on this, especially because, you know, the moral of the story is don't masturbate at work or at a work function, especially on a Zoom call.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
All right, then.
Shouldn't have to be a thing we remind people of.
Public service announcement you didn't need, you didn't know you needed.
Mm-hmm. All right. Going back real quick, though, to the broad topics before we move on. We'll be doing our next one on Monday, November 2nd, the day before Election Day. I hope that we have a really large crowd there. So set your timers. The Zoom link is in all of the Facebook groups, the two Jay and Jack ones, the normal one, the patrons one. I'll put it on our Facebook page. I'll create a event for it so everyone has access to it. I owe a really big apology to Alicia, who was looking for the link yesterday, and I didn't see her email until it was too late, and I'm so sorry. I feel really bad for anybody. I feel really terrible that I missed it. I dropped the ball. The one time that I don't click over to the email tab, somebody emails a question, of course. But anyway, yeah. And the link, though, if you are looking for it, it's the same link that we use every week. So there was an event, I think, for the first one back in July or August. So it's that same link is still valid, and it will be. I don't know how many more of them we're going to be doing, but we'll definitely do one the day before the election. We'll do at 9 p.m. We'll do another one to wrap up the election, whether it's the following week or 2 weeks from then. And then we probably won't do one for the rest of the year, maybe unless there's a call for one. I don't know if we pick it up once a month in the new year. I don't know. I mean, I'm sure Trump is going to do some crazy shit in the lame duck session that we might want to talk about, but we can cross that bridge when we come to it. But yeah, I've really enjoyed doing these with everybody, and I hope that we have a lot of people join us for the possible penultimate one of this year, season, whatever. So, and next week, man, I'm all about the announcements at the start of the show this week. Next week, we are going to be doing our live broadcast Halloween party over Zoom.
Right.
Shandy, you're muted.
About a costume.
Yes, I've got my costume.
Of course you do. You've probably had your costume since like November 1st of last year.
No, I, October 9th.
No, it was December 4th.
I got it a couple weeks ago. I needed one element to it that I couldn't find anywhere online or in stores. And I asked Aunt Cindy to help me, and she came through, sent me that. She made me several versions that I could test out for this particular part of my costume. I'm very excited. Can't wait. Love me some Halloween. I actually have a real life ghost story of something that happened to me and my coworkers that I was going to tell this week, but I think I'm going to save it for next week for the theme.
Save it.
And that's good because I can talk to my coworkers again and be like, okay, now exactly tell me what happened to you so I can write it down and tell it the correct way. But yeah, good time. So October 27th, Zoom. We could use the Broad Topics link if you want. Yeah, we'll use the Broad Topics link. So
sure,
whatever.
It's easier.
Whatever. Email me in advance for it and I will send it to you. I promise upon listening to this, hope that we get a good crowd as well for that. And please feel free to come in costume because we will be on Zoom and I will be telling a real life haunted story. Okay. I'm done. Anybody have anything? Say very
I'll
long.
I'll be taking suggestions for Halloween costumes.
Yeah, I'll have to think about that. No, I, so I talked a little bit about my weekend, on the Broad Topics episode. So make sure to listen to that. I won't rehash that. But I have been reading some good books lately.
Ooh.
And I will say that's definitely been a mark of COVID. But, Matt can add these to our list of, broadcast book clubs. I recently read, How to Do Nothing, Resisting the Attention Economy by Jenny O'Dell.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really good. It's, I think the title is a little bit like purposefully misleading. It's not really about literally how to do nothing. It's more about how to like refocus your attention on doing things that are actually important. And then the book that I'm reading right now that I have been devouring is called The Body Keeps the Score by Bessel van der Kolk. I guess I'm late to the party on this one because it came out in like 2014 or 2015. But I kept seeing it come up in different places this year. And it is so good. And it is both. So both the books are nonfiction, which is not usually what I read. I usually read more of like novels, but this one in particular, holy shit, dude, I think everyone should read it. It's like rough, but okay. It's so good and okay. So interesting. And it's about, the full title is The Body Keeps the Score, Brain, Mind, and Body in the Healing of Trauma. So it's a bit intense, but it's really, really fascinating. Just really, really good.
Okay.
Nice.
All right. Well, good to know. If you send me the titles, I will put them in the show notes with links through the Amazon affiliates link.
All right.
So cool. Thank you.
Yeah.
Good deal.
Good deal.
Yeah. I need to find time to read more.
It's really like, honestly, it's for me, it's definitely related to COVID. I've been reading more, but also I guess I should say ever since I started leaving my phone downstairs at night.
Oh yeah.
And like then watching The Social Dilemma and like taking on my social media apps off of my phone and stuff. I've just been like, honestly spending less time on my phone and it has translated into more time reading, which has been really great.
That's good. That's good. Oh. I have I wouldn't say I am perfect at it every night, but leaving my phone out here before bed.
Uh-huh.
You know, now that my desk is out in the living room and I got these little like wire things to put on the side of the desk to keep everything kind of organized. So like my charger is kind of here. So I've been really trying to sort of do that, like leave my phone here charging overnight and just have the bedroom be like a space for reading.
Yeah.
And such.
Nice.
It really does help because I notice I do it enough now that on the nights that I don't like really abide by the good sleep hygiene, I don't sleep as well.
Interesting.
Yeah. So in that regard, I suppose it is good in the fact that I'm actually seeing a difference where like I couldn't before. I was like, I don't think it makes a difference. Like, I just sleep shitty anyway. No, I just weren't really committing to sleeping well.
Right.
So yeah, turn off your phone, guys.
Yeah.
Read a book. Go for a walk.
Yeah.
Okay.
Does the body count?
Nice.
It really does. And if you read The Body Keeps the Score, then you will like go on that walk even more enthusiastically. It really does a bit of good.
Yeah. I actually didn't go for a walk today. I actually haven't left the apartment today.
Yeah.
And I am feeling it. I think that is why I'm just so like fuzzied and I can't really concentrate. And
I totally agree.
It's now that the sun is setting earlier that it's like, if I don't stop working at like 5:36, it's already dark. And then I'm less inclined to like want to go outside. Cause I'm like, I'm not going to roam around the neighborhood in the dark.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound fun.
Yeah.
Or restorative.
Yeah. You know, it's still time away from a screen that you're getting your blood moving.
That's true. But, you know, I think that's the next frontier to get better about the after work hygiene.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the lunchtime.
Hygiene. That is the one thing I really do struggle with. If I take a break in the day that's longer than like 30 minutes, I completely lose focus and I can't. I really struggle having a productive afternoon.
See, it actually helps me focus.
That's what it's supposed to for normal people. But my backwards brain, I think it's like the minor ADD. I just have to like stay focused. It's like a use it or lose it sort of thing.
I kind of in the same, at least when I was at the office, is I would always take a later lunch because I would try to get everything that I needed to done first because I like to take longer walks. And my boss is kind of cool where she knows, oh, Colleen's going to go walk 5 miles. So she's going to be gone for like an hour and 20 minutes or something. But then I would have trouble settling down afterwards because I'd be like, I don't know, just feeling good and not wanting to get back to like settling down, which I know is not great. But anyway, so I would try to get most of my work done in the morning. But now I have found that being at home, if I can get out for a walk, you know, by like, you know, between 8 or 9 o'clock, and then, you know, come back before lunchtime, I find it's actually easier for me to be like, you know, just okay, well, my favorite part of the day is done, so now it's just time to get work done. I don't know.
But that's true. It's like, you know, the sort of methods and routines that we had when we were going to office every day don't necessarily apply to our work from home.
Yeah.
So it's like you have to sort of relearn your own routines and habits and sort of what makes you more successful in this realm because it is completely different. Mm-hmm. So good on you.
Yeah. Good times. Good times. Does anybody else have anything? Oh, we got an air fryer for Prime Day and it's awesome. We're running long, so I'll talk really, really quick here. I'll do it real quick. So we had been interested in kind of getting one. My sister talks about how much her boyfriend loves his so much, and they like are always making things on it. And we had seen one on sale at Costco, and then we saw it also that same day at Target. We were like, okay, maybe the universe is trying to tell us something here. And it was, I think it was $200 at Target and like $180 maybe, $150 at Costco. And I was like, oh God, that's such a big purchase though. I don't know if I really want to do that because we've got the 2 daycares again and blah, blah, blah. And then it was at Prime Day for $125. And I was like, well, $75 cheaper than Target is probably definitely a sign. So we did it. It's almost the exact same as our toaster, except it has the air fryer thing. So, you know, I don't have to learn how to use a new like device. It just has an extra
added bonus.
Real added bonus. And we were like, okay, what are we gonna make for our inaugural meal? So we were like, let's learn how to make copycat Chick-fil-A chicken nuggets, then we'll always have them. And we did, and they tasted great. I found a recipe on Pinterest, and I was, you know, Jay and I kind of co-did that part. And then while Jay was, I was like, you can do the breading part, like dipping your hands in all the gross things. I was like, have fun. Yeah, so he did that. I made a copycat Chick-fil-A sauce, because Chick-fil-A's like special sauce really is quite tasty. So I did that and it actually tasted really close to it. Like I got the Zachary seal of approval, and that's a really big deal.
There you go.
So yeah, the only thing is we ran out. Like, I thought everybody was, you know, I only bought just under a pound of chicken because I was like, well, I don't want, you know. I also made a mistake and got the thinly sliced, where I should have gotten like the just regular, like regular sliced chicken, because so they're very skinny chicken nuggets. But the
chicken tenders.
Yeah, well, that's what Jay said. He was like, "We'll just make them like tender style," and I was like, "No, I promised everybody nuggets."
So- I don't eat it. I don't know the difference.
I know. Anyway, it was delicious. We're very pleased with it. Tomorrow, we're making the cheeseburger egg rolls that we've been making, but it's actually an air fryer recipe. Originally, we were just doing like adjusting it for the oven, so we're gonna do that tomorrow, and because that's another Zachary favorite. And yeah, good time.
Nice.
Yeah, that's what's
so
going
wait
in.
So can you put the raw meat in the air fryer, or do you have to like pre-cook it and then finish it in the air fryer? How does it work?
No, so I don't know. It's magic. It's the devil. It's something. All I know is we like within 4 to 6 minutes, because we had set the timer thing for 10 and then we just kept looking every minute, like in like 5 minutes approximately, and it looked like a chicken nugget, like the raw meat was like cooked all the way through in like 5 minutes. It was crazy.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know. Then we made french fries, and the french fries were done in like 10 minutes. It was great. It was cool. And they were waffle fries. Obviously, we're not monsters. Duh.
Yeah.
If we're going to do french fries, we're going to do them right.
It's curly or it's a waffle.
Thank you. Let's be real. Seasoned curly or waffle fries. Yeah. You don't want to mess with the other stuff. Anyway, really excited though, because it came with like a little cookbook, and I got the skinny taste cookbook too. So real excited to make some air fried meals. Oh, I'm really also excited about making mozzarella sticks.
Ooh.
Yum.
Now you're talking my language. That sounds great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Please perfect that recipe for the next time we all come down.
Oh, I was...
Please and thank you.
Look, I can perfect it all I want, but Jana's going to come in there in 20 seconds and outdo whatever I've learned how to do in like 5 seconds.
I mean, it's a different lane. It's a different lane.
It is a different lane. It's not quite my lane, but you know what? We're having fun trying. And now I know I either need to get 2 pounds of the thinly sliced chicken for next week, next time we do it, or I need to just go ahead and get like the really thick ones. Matt says, next time we come down in 2026. My Supreme Court trip got rescheduled for a year for for the fall term of 2021. Mm. I don't know the date yet. I was just told to please email them at the start of January. So I have 400 reminders set in my Outlook calendar to email them on January 4th. I was like, I'm getting there first. I seriously do. It's like the equivalent of setting your alarm to get up early for like the airport, like 15 times.
Right.
Yeah. I do. So I'll find out then. But yeah, that was kind of a bummer, but also for the best, because going to DC to the Supreme Court on November 16th would probably be a really bad situation.
it would be complicated. Yeah.
Although how crazy would it have been if it wasn't canceled and they were arguing, like they were doing like their oral arguments for the election stuff on that day, and we were all in there like watching it. That would be pretty cool.
Yeah, to be there for history.
Yeah. Thanks, Trump, for not getting the pandemic under control.
Yeah.
So I can watch how you don't have the election under control, but thanks. okay, we got to move on. Oh my God, this has gotten so long. I'm so sorry. and I haven't even had a drink of my White Claw and LaCroix yet. Like, that's how action-packed this is.
White Claw and LaCroix? That sounds like an action hero.
White Claw and LaCroix. I didn't...
Coming this fall to CBS.
Episode title, White Claw McCroy.
Solving crime and fixing your car too. Like, I just imagine they'd be like a mechanic or like a...
Well, actually, technically...
A handyman. Like, that sounds like a handyman kind of name.
Actually,
handy person.
White Claw McCroy sounds like it would be like the sequel to Tiger King. Like... It's actually
that instead of like big exotic cats, they have like exotic birds.
Okay. I was gonna say it's like a macaw like detective.
The dark secrets behind exotic bird sanctuary.
Yeah, streaming on Netflix in 2021.
White Claw McCroy, bird detective. Okay. All right. Coincidences. We were talking about this last time that we recorded, that I was going to talk about wild coincidences that are hard to believe actually happened, but totally did, according to the people that wrote them. So, you know, honor system, I guess.
Totally real things that happen to real people, coincidences. Wink.
Yeah. According to them.
This is literally internet compilation, so take that as you will. Okay. It's from BuzzFeed.
Oh man, it just keeps getting better.
It does. All right, in 2019, I was on my way to a Halloween party, fairly drunk, when a fight broke out and I ended up getting stabbed. At the time, I was in shock and didn't realize I was stabbed, so I went to the party anyway. A man there told me, I know this is some, what's the Natasha Lyonne movie, show?
Oh, yeah, that.
Oh, really? Like Russian Doll?
Russian Doll, yeah.
Russian Doll is like some Russian Doll shit.
And also, after reading that book about trauma, I'm like not surprised that the person didn't realize that they were stabbed.
See, it was a coincidence that you read that just so we're going to read this story? Mm-hmm. I think not. okay, so I went to the party anyway. A man there told me he could see my muscles sticking out of my side and to call 911. Fast forward to a few weeks ago, I went to get a tattoo of a knife under my scar. After some conversation, we realized that the tattoo artist was the guy from the party. I live in a fairly large city, so I was completely mind blown.
Whoa.
Oh my God. I thought you were going to say that was the tattoo artist person. It was a stabber.
No, it's a cooler coincidence.
I like this version better.
Yeah, I like this.
Although there could have been some reconciliation had it been the stabber, but.
But yeah. Yeah, I like this version of the story better.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Good job, writers. We were talking on our staff meeting call yesterday, because I was reporting like the Supreme Court thing got canceled, and they were like, you know, hopefully there is a 2021 we were talking about the oral arguments, and somebody was like, yeah, it's just going to be a crazy rest of the year. I was like, unless the writers of 2020 like really pull a fast one on us and they like are like, yeah, you know what, we're kind of done here, so he wins Texas and we all live happily ever after. I was like, that could happen. Maybe, you know, they're 90% like, you know, finishers, you know, like a 90% person where they like do everything like 90% and then like they don't know how to like conclude the story or finish like the one last thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was my joke. It was funny. They laughed on the call.
I like it.
All right. When I was very young, my parents got a medical bill in the mail for a surgery that I didn't have. Turns out the patient had the same name as me and the same birthday, but was born in 1938 instead of 1983. Several years later, my dad's sister actually wound up meeting that man on a trip to Ireland.
What?
Wow.
That's really cool.
That is pretty cool.
Okay. I broke all of my toes in a soccer game once. A few years later, I was on a date with a guy who said his brother was a doctor and the grossest thing he'd ever seen was a girl in a soccer uniform who came in with all of her toes broken.
Like, oh yeah, gosh, that does sound gross. That poor girl must have been insane. I could only imagine how bad that hurt.
Okay, here's a creepy one. You ready?
Okay.
I used to own a China doll with a broken off missing hand. During a day trip, I found a hand on the ground which looked to be the same size and material of the doll that I had at home, so I took it with me. Minor theft. I couldn't believe my eyes when it fit into the broken arm like two pieces of a jigsaw puzzle.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, that's weird. That's super weird.
the premise of the story is weird. Also, yeah, just yeah, like yeah.
why would you
why yeah. do you have that?
Yeah, that's very Toy Story 3 of them. Toy Story 4 of them rather.
Can't say
I didn't see that one.
Anybody that has will get it. I know Matt gets it. Some feedback from the chat. JP says, seriously, when I worked in retail, we received a job application where the applicant listed the reason for leaving his last job at a supermarket as stabbed.
Oh, geez.
Does he have a knife tattoo? Does he have a knife tattoo? That'd be pretty funny.
That's funny because usually you would like sort of, I don't know, anesthetize it in a way, like workplace injury or, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But why not?
Just, why not?
To the point, stabbed.
That's why I'd be good for this job. I just cut to the chase. I'm, you know, I'm just straight talker.
All right. When my longtime, I like this one. When my longtime boyfriend and I first started dating, we were driving down the street when we both said, I lived on this street. Let me show you which house. And then we pointed to the same house. I lived there with my mom and brother when I was around 8 or 9. He moved in right after we moved out. He said he even found toys of ours and explained some, and I immediately recognized them. Definitely the weirdest coincidence of my life. That is really weird.
Oh, but I kind of love it.
I kind of love it too.
I like it.
Me too. My nan's name is Edith, but my late granddad called her Ed. In turn, his name being Joseph, she returned the nickname and called him Joanne. Their friends referred to them as Ed and Joanne, and it confused everyone who met them, but they loved their little inside joke, and it was adorable. Last year, I'm sorry. I left out her last name. It was Edith Weber. Named Ed. Last year, I started a new job, and in my office, there's a guy named Ed Weber, and his wife's name is Joanne.
Oh, that's really sweet. I like that one, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's like a Hallmark movie.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah. That is definitely a Hallmark movie, or a rom-com, or something.
Yep. Hey, Hallmark, back off. That's ours. We're going to write it, and that's how we're going to make our millions.
Good times. Okay, let's see. Okay, this one's lame but funny. When I was younger, my mom was trying to remember the name of a musician, but she couldn't. As a joke, I said, well, let's call him Phil, as I didn't know the name either. Turns out the musician she was thinking of was Phil Collins, and she only remembered when I said that. I peaked in that moment. I went to one of the Pearl Jam home shows in August 2018. After the show, my fiance and I decided to walk for a bit before we tried to find an Uber because there were so many people, over 80,000, at that concert. We walked 20 to 30 minutes in a giant crowd and then got in an Uber pool that already had two other people in it already. When we arrived at our Airbnb, the Uber driver said, who's getting out here? At the same time, we and the other group both said, we are. Turns out we were all staying at the same Airbnb. And not only that, we found out we were from the same city in British Columbia and had traveled down to Seattle just for the concert. We should have carpooled.
Oh, wow.
That actually happened to my mom and my grandma the day before Zachary was born. So Zachary was born on the day after the 1-year anniversary when my grandfather passed. And my mom went to spend that day with my grandma. And I believe I've told this story before here, where she was awoken that morning from a dream in which my grandpa said, Rosemary, get ready, it's time. And she just thought he was on her mind or whatever. And, you know, that's why I was on her mind. He was on her mind, you know, whatever. But you know, whatever. She told my dad, hey, just put the suitcases in the car in case Colleen has the baby and we have to drive down. So my dad, you know, had put everything in and was like, ready, set, go. And my mom took my grandma to church and then she took her to breakfast and they sat next to this like newlywed couple and they talked to them. And then they, you know, went to the cemetery. They did their thing. They went out to, it was either lunch or dinner, and they saw the same couple was there. And they sat with them and they talked to them. And then right after they got home, my mom, you know, was saying goodbye to my grandma. And that's when my water broke and my mom was about to leave. And yeah, so that happened to them. They met the same couple the whole day. Wow. The whole day long, they ran into that same couple. Nice. Okay, let's see. Oh, I like this one. My first birthday and my 18th birthday were both on Super Bowl Sunday, and both times the Patriots beat the Rams.
Wow.
That's a neat little coincidence.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's like a true coincidence.
Yeah. I like that one.
Yeah, me too. It's like textbook.
And like a verifiable one too.
Yeah, that's right. I was once set up on a date with this guy, and we were talking. We realized that we had the same birthday. Somehow we figured out we were born on the same day, the same year, in the same hospital. Turns out our dads even remembered meeting on the day that we were born, as my dad rode the elevator with his dad, who had just had his third kid, and joked about going from man-to-man defense to zone.
Wow.
Wow.
That is really funny.
That's a lot.
When I was 12, my mom ordered me my first bank card and account, and I decided that when I got the card, I would change the PIN number to my bike lock combination so I'd always remember it. Well, the card arrived, and lo and behold, the bank had issued it with the exact same number as my bike lock.
Wow.
You know, none of these are other than the stabbing one, none of these are just as outrageous, like so outrageous that they couldn't be, you know, that you'd be like, that's not true.
Right.
Like, everything is very subtle.
Plausible. They're all pretty plausible.
Yeah.
Thank you, BuzzFeed people, for sussing out the good ones.
Yeah. So showing some restraint.
Exactly. And let's see. Sorry. All right. One more. And so let me just find, there's four left. So let me just pick the best one real quick. Whoa. This one's terrible. Okay. This might be the second to last one. No, like terrible. Okay. I was at a party where my best friend and I were taking pictures in the bathroom with a digital camera. We got a good pic, except it had my right eye cropped out. 10 minutes later, I went to make a drink and lost my right eye in a horrible accident involving a piece of ice shooting directly into it, causing my retina to detach.
Oh, my God.
That's awful.
I don't know if that's a coincidence or just like a terrible thing to happen to a person.
Both?
Yeah. Like.
Wow. Okay. All right. Let's end with a better one. End with a lucky one. Lucky one. Okay. This one looks lucky. I was working at the Boy Scouts of America on November 11th, 2011, when a lady came in to return two items. She got $11.11 for her cash back. I told her she should go buy a lottery ticket. And there's actually a picture of the receipt.
Wow.
Yeah. That's cool.
That's cool.
Yeah. All right. Most of these, I would say 9 out of 10 were good. The other one was horrifying.
Yeah.
All right. Let's take a quick break. Let's see. Responses from the chat real quick. Back to JP's stab story. He said that showing your tattoos was not a part of our hiring process. And that said, it doesn't specify if they were stabbed or if they stabbed someone. That's a very good point.
Hadn't considered that. Very good point.
Keep it vague. Yeah.
You don't need to know.
Yeah. Yeah. True. All right. So on that note, everybody, we'll take a quick break and then we'll come back and we'll finish up the show. All right, we are back, and during the break, Shandy had a very interesting piece of information that I wish that I had known earlier.
Just one of the slang words for penis in French is tub. So, you know, it reminds me of a certain Jacker offer.
It does.
It's very fitting.
Yeah.
A coincidence.
It's amazing how many coincidences there are with French words for penis.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's incredible.
There's a lot of them.
Incredible.
One of those things. Life's great mysteries.
Yeah. All right. Going into the facey back portion of the show. Oh, I just opened the wrong one. I was like, that's empty.
Yeah. And there's no facey back. Have a good night. Thank you to the patrons.
I make an outline for the broad topics every week, but we don't actually like put feedback in it. So it's just like episode number, date.
It's just a documentation that it happened.
I know. I just saw it. All right. Woo, moving on. Today is October 20th, so happy birthday to Kamala Harris, soon to hopefully be Vice President-elect Harris. And
raise a glass.
Yeah. Okay, face C back. Gott says, all three of you like candy corn? The world has truly gone mad. Yeah, and you know something? I heard that we want to stack everybody's candy bag with candy corn this year.
I know. I really want to stuff a lot of candy corn in there.
Dan said, it's yummy, especially little pumpkins. Yes, it is. We talked about that. Gott says, candy corn, endorsed by serial killers everywhere. We should have brought, okay, you know what? We're going to go back, and somebody's going to be Gott, somebody's going to be Dan, and we are going to broadcast players this experience. Please feel free to add artistic license to it, like your creative license, artistic flair. Please do it up.
So who's going to be what?
Who's going to be who?
Amanda, you want to be Gott, or Shani, you want to be Gott?
I don't know. I
feel artistic like license.
Okay. I was like, that's a, I don't know if I can embody the character.
I'm channeling. Yeah.
I feel like
you don't need to channel. You don't need to channel. You're going to add your own flair to it. Yeah. It's a cover. It's not a remake. It's a cover. Okay. Good. Who's going to cover Gott and who's going to cover Dad?
Okay.
Okay.
Here we go. All three of you like Democrats and candy corn? The world has truly gone mad.
Yeah, it's just logic and facts and delicious tiny pumpkins.
Candy corn, endorsed by serial killers and Joe Biden everywhere.
I heard Hunter Biden mention that in his emails.
That's actually what he was doing in Ukraine.
He was trying to have an illicit candy corn operation. The natural gas thing was just a cover.
It was all about candy corn.
It was an illegal candy corn harvesting.
I mean, where do you think candy corn comes from? I mean, be real.
Fair, fair.
You know that stuff's not made in America. You know it.
I don't know. It's crap, so it might be.
We get it for too cheap.
Very true.
You know it's outsourced to some country where it's made by children.
We need to bring it back home. Good homegrown American candy corn.
Our American fields.
If we ever release
corn fields in the Midwest, get back those farming jobs.
Listen, if we ever release a broadcast players album, it's going to be called Homegrown American Candy Corn.
Good paying American jobs. Like harvesting candy corn.
Okay. End scene. End scene. Eileen says, great ep. Whew, I am tuckered out from that one. I got that Trump having COVID breath going on here.
Don't cry for me.
White House staffers. I think I talked about this last time. All right, I think Homegrown American Candy Corn is now taking the lead for episode title. Anyway, Eileen says, great app. Love Colleen's rant, Reese Stephen Miller. Butterfingers are my favorite. And she said she followed up with the Butterfinger minis, which they are good. I mean, you know, they get stuck in your teeth, but like they're super worth it. I just say it. Yeah. All right.
No, they're wrong.
Listen, we're on our own, Eileen, okay?
Yep. Yep. Hashtag not my Halloween candy, but I would never judge anyone else for, you know, enjoying it.
Exactly. And hey, Eileen, if you want to come on the broad topics and argue this very serious point of Butterfingers, please feel free. Or the Halloween episode. We always talk about candy on our Halloween episode.
Oh, man. I'm going to have to get some candy corn for next week.
I think
that's going to have to be a thing.
Okay. That's a great idea. Okay. Yeah.
Mental note.
Okay. All right, now it's time for Matt, she said.
Just a very long one.
I'm going to face directly this way so I don't have to move my neck anymore.
You can't control your own heat. Clearly not. You got to just, sometimes the urge just happens during a Zoom meeting.
Mm-hmm. It's an accident.
I just happened to unbutton my belt and pull my penis out of my pants and start pulling, tugging it.
I don't even know how it happened. It just did.
Yeah.
It's one of those freak things.
I ate some candy corn. Next thing I knew.
I mean, that had nothing to do with my pants becoming unzipped, but it was delicious and it did happen.
That one tickles.
I could keep going. There's 100 of them.
Too late. I'm already sitting on it.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. What in the world were we talking about?
I don't know.
I don't know.
You should have taken a video of it. And I was like, it happened so quick.
Me getting spit at.
The vibrator, Shandy. You want to lead us through this?
Look, last week's episode is in my top 10 of all time favorite broadcast episodes. And I think that this is really backing that up right now. Reaffirming. I love last week's episode.
It was fun.
Everybody's got this pulled up.
Next time I see them, I'm in.
Oh, no.
I like my mouth to be intact.
What was that about?
I don't know. I mean, yeah. It's not a wrong statement.
Right, yeah.
I could give or take.
Yeah, I don't know why that's a thing someone would need to say. It's just kind of a given thing.
Mine was, I could give or take.
Mm. You don't need the full tube or tub.
Unless you will. You don't need to go full tube in, okay? You never go full tube in.
Oh, dear.
Like I said, off the rails. I can't call this episode "You Never Go Full Tube In," though.
Just saying. Full tube in. All right. I will take them both.
It's 10 seconds of happiness in the mouth and then really annoying and leaves a weird taste. I like my mouth to be intact, okay?
I like my mouth to be intact. I will not apologize for that.
I like them, but I gotta be in the mood.
It's not an all the time thing.
There was also, it comes in red, white, and blue. But that felt like a stretch and probably something that a doctor should look into.
Wow.
I really want to. I don't remember that at all.
That's a curious one.
That is a curious one. I'm getting hot. I gotta put the hair up.
Just don't accidentally take off any items of clothing.
No.
That's all.
Yes, I'm going to accidentally unbuckle my belt and see what happens.
Right. Just make sure that
your hair up and now my shirt is off. What?
Make sure your hair is the only thing that went up.
Yeah.
Oh, I see what you did there. Going back, though.
That one.
Because I guess this is the theme of the episode. That dude is such a jerk. Like, he had an affair with his coworker's daughter for 10 years, and then they... Like, and they were both married, and then they had a baby together, and he refused to pay child support, and she had to take him to court to get him to, like, even put the kid's name on the birth certificate. He tried to extort her into having an abortion or something, and she was like, my body, my choice. And yeah.
Wow, how does he still have a job at the New Yorker?
He's an old white man.
Damn. Well, I suppose that is a, you know. Gateway to just about whatever you want.
Yeah. That's what I, when I say, like, karma's coming back.
Good Fair time. Enough.
All right. Well, thank you, Matt. Oh, the last one was just a note. It comes in red, white, and blue. Okay.
How did I actually put two together? I reformat them when I put them in the outline because I am psycho.
Sorry, that's okay. So that's okay. I you know what?
No, it's funny. It was funny that way.
Yeah, good times. All right. Finishing up, we've got an email from Andy. So let's get into that.
All right. This week in Andy Social Distancing, Andy writes in, "Hey broads. Hope we all have our sex hand sanitizer outfits ready to go for Halloween or not." There you go, Amanda. You were asking for ideas.
Great. Same. Perfect.
Oh my God, what a coincidence. I was just thinking the same thing.
I've never really been into wearing costumes, but I appreciate others who do. Anyway, speaking of hand sanitizer, I heard about a story of a girl in England who accidentally brought her mom's lube into school thinking it was hand sanitizer.
Oh, no.
Fair assumption from, you know, a younger person. Then I read another story of a North Carolina mom, not Colleen, obviously, whose kid did the same thing, only substitute hand sanitizer with hand lotion. Okay, well, that's a little bit better. Although I would say the lube's a little bit closer to hand sanitizer.
Yes.
Yeah.
So needless to say, it's been a quiet 2 weeks around here. God, can we please get some good news in 2 weeks? Besides the mountain of other awful things that would happen otherwise, I don't know what these updates will be like with another year of limited social interaction. Vote, people, if you haven't already. Hashtag, I voted 6 feet from hers. Andy.
Yes.
Nice.
So I'm taking this to mean that Andy has already voted.
Which yes. Is
very good. Good. Job,
Andy. So Shandy, have you done your ballot yet?
So I said last night on Broad Talk this, I've had my ballot for probably a couple of weeks and I have, last week I was like, before we leave for the weekend, I will get that done.
You got to get that done.
This week for sure. But like, I need some time to sit down and like, look at it and read. I have all my reading material. It's just, you know, what gets me is it's none of the big stuff. Obviously I know like that's not a problem, but like there's all these, you know, different like propositions and like local stuff that I still kind of need to look for some of it. So but this week for sure.
No, that's really good. You're being a responsible voter. You're setting a good example. I appreciate that. And that's great. It's like we don't have any propositions or anything on our ballot this year. It's like pretty
seriously. Pretty cool.
Yeah, it's really
that checks out.
Our congressperson, like neither one of our senators are up for re-election.
Oh my fucking
and like
God.
our local assembly people. And like,
okay, let me go.
I'm gonna grab my ballot.
Yeah, and just look through to tell you how many. But California, I don't know if it's a California thing, but
it's a California
thing.
It's a California
million thing.
Yeah, I think it's just this year. Like normally there's at least one proposition on our ballot. I think it's kind of luck of the draw this year.
So can we talk about how Chuck Schumer needs to retire and let somebody else be
I wouldn't mind that. I wouldn't mind if
it's time, Chuck.
You know, Chuck's had a good run. He's had a really good run, but you know.
But the thing that gets me,
it's time to step down and hand the reins to somebody.
Well, the thing that gets me is like the whole thing where he forced the vote. And it was like, yeah, anybody could have done this the whole time, but it's usually left to like, you know, formality, like a, you know, just decorum or whatever, like to respect to let the majority leader bring the vote to the floor. And it's like, wait, that was an option this whole fucking time? Nobody's gotten anything goddamn done. And the CARES Act, the Heroes Act, rather, still hasn't been brought to the floor. Like, you could have done this the whole time. Like, come on, Chuck. Yeah. I don't know.
He's playing from an outdated playbook.
They should have really like gone hard at like stop calling it packing the courts. It's restructuring the courts because the courts do not reflect
rebalancing,
or even restructuring though. Like, you know, same thing. Like,
that's true.
It's I don't know. But
I don't disagree with you.
You know, but so, that being said, he gives a hell of a graduation speech.
Yeah. I mean, I don't mind having voted for Chuck Schumer, but I, yeah, I, yeah. I'm,
Yeah.
I'm ready for somebody new to, mm-hmm. to pop up on my ballot.
Greg said I dropped on my ballot 2 weeks ago and we had three sides to the ballot. A lot of stuff I had to research. I was also very lucky. I only needed to research two candidates and I did that this morning. So Wake County in North Carolina and Durham County too have these awesome voter tracking tools where you can, they update it every between 30 to 60 minutes where they'll tell you if it's between no wait, 5 and 10 minutes, 10 to 30 minutes, 30 to 60 minutes, 1 to 2 hours, or 2 plus hours. And it's actually, I've been following it the last couple of days. Jay and I really want to go vote together. So although I have more flexibility in when I can go vote, he doesn't. So it was funny because our was, you know, they were at 10 to 30 like all day, and then around 2 o'clock they went down to 5 to 10, and I was like, Jay, it's go time, you know, like ballot ovulation time, let's do this. And but he couldn't get out until 3, and at 2:49 p.m. they updated it that it became 10 to 30, and then at 2:45 they updated it that it was 30 to 60, and I was like, well, darn it, we can't go now. But it's cool to like have this tracker to keep it, you know where you go to make an informed decision on which polling place to vote at, which is great.
That's also great that you have a choice of voting
only location. for early voting. And you have to vote in your county that is like your county is like your jurisdiction or whatever. And but you have to go to your polling place on the day.
That's,
yeah.
That's really awesome. I'm really jealous.
Yeah. And yeah, now like
our normal. Yeah.
By the time we do our next show, I will definitely have voted early because the goal is to do it before the end of the week.
Yeah. No, okay. By the time we do our next show, I definitely will have voted. And now that I open this, because I wasn't going to open it until I was like ready to sit down and vote. But then I was curious to see the list of all the things that we have. But there was this frequently asked questions thing in my envelope that isn't usually there. I didn't realize that our governor had issued an executive order sending out a mailed ballot to all active voters.
Yes.
In this election. Because I always vote by mail. So it was just normal. I didn't realize that. So that's great. This is interesting. I didn't realize this, but it says, like, second question, will my vote by mail ballot be counted? And it says every ballot that can be counted will be counted. Ballots returned on time and with proper signature will be counted. And that's the part where I'm like, is my signature ever proper? I don't know. Like, is my signature, does it match my driver's license enough? Because people's signatures, I mean, that's, you know, signatures are a problem.
We've argued this before, yeah.
But it says, we will reach out to any voter who forgot to sign or whose signature differs from the registration file, which I find pretty amazing. So if there's a problem with it, they will actually reach out to you.
You know where they're not going to do that anymore? Texas, thanks to Trump's judges that ruled against that they don't have to reach out to voters who...
Jesus Christ.
So most states will reach out to voters.
I didn't even know it was a thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Most states will reach out to voters if their mail-in ballot is rejected, if there's enough time or whatever, and they have the opportunity to correct it to have their votes count. But not Texas now.
Oh my God, because Texas is...
Because Texas is turning blue and people are really scared about that. Come on, 2020 writers. Let's go, 2020 writers. Give us a happy ending.
Exactly.
Please.
No, but I do need to do my research because there are, again, in addition to the easy things, like we're also voting for, state senators and stuff like that's easy too. But like school district people.
The school district people were the ones that we had to look up too.
And a bunch of district stuff. State measures, there's a shit ton of them, 14, 15, 16, 17 through like 24, 5.
Wow, that is a
14
lot.
Through 25, yeah. And then some like school bond things. And so, yeah.
Wow. Matt says, I researched one person, found a picture of them smiling with Ted Cruz, and immediately knew everything I needed to know.
Yeah, fair.
Very fair.
On that lovely note.
Yes, on that lovely note, everybody, look, I've still got like almost a full White Claw McCroy going on still, so much so that it has melted and on my beautiful hardwood desk. that I got.
Well, we gotta get you some coasters,
I
know, girl.
I have coasters. It just has leaked. It has leaked so much so that it is now.
Oh, shit.
Because I didn't drink it and it was like the big ice cube. So that was a thing. But guys, this room didn't exist 7 months ago, 8 months ago at the start of the pandemic. I mean, it existed, but it didn't look anything like this. So...
It didn't serve this purpose.
It did not. A thing that happened. I love this room. I can't even remember what it was like podcasting in the old studio. That's how much I like this room. Anyway.
Oh, good.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's true. We've all changed locations.
We have, yeah.
We've all changed locations.
Chandy literally rotates locations weekly.
I do sometimes, yeah.
That's true. You're kind of more of a vagabond.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, all right. Yes, on that note, everybody, we hope that you will join us next week live for our Halloween show via Zoom. Please wear your costume. Please don't, you do not have to unmute yourself or anything like that. Like, don't worry. It's just all about just having a party and sharing ghost stories with costumes. Look, if you have a ghost story, you can super share it while we're up to that part of the show. I love our Halloween episode. It's one of my favorites of the year. Yeah, come prepared. Vote early. Researcher candidates, as we talked about, put the broad topics for November 2nd in your calendar. Mandy, please do that. So I think I do. I want to have like the biggest crowd that we've had because I think it'll be super fun and super just, I don't know. It's going to be an energy that night, guys. It's going to be an energy. So mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's bring it. You know, I try to not drink while we're doing those very much, but I cannot guarantee sobriety on November 2nd.
That's fair.
I think it might be like one of the most nerve-wracking nights ever.
Yeah.
But yeah, okay, that's all I had for announcements. Thank you for being a patron. If you'd like to become a patron, go to patreon.com/JaneJack and go to JaneJack.com and click on the Become a Patron link at the top right-hand corner of the page. Thank you to the patrons that contributed a certain level. And that would be Tack from Tokyo, Eckhart Rickner, Maggie the Magnificent, Joanne with a Plan, Greg the Gray, and Ed the Creepy Mailman. Thank you guys so much. We appreciate it. Thank you to everybody who always shows up to all of our live shows, whether it's a patrons one or a Zoom one or just a regular one. Those are always, I was thinking about that today because I was listening to an interview with Doug Jones on The New Abnormal. And I was like, oh my God, when he was elected in 2017, we did a live show that night and it was for everybody. And that was super fun. And I don't know, it just got me thinking like, huh. You know, heart, I love our listeners. And I know I love when people show up. Please, you know, let me know if you have trouble finding the links. I swear, I'm so sorry again. Like I will... keep the email up and on. It was just, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. But yeah, thank you though so much. And we hope that you'll join us over the next couple of weeks. Our election, so election is a Tuesday. We will not record that until the day after election day. I know everybody just took a deep breath. It's not going to be, you know what? It's going to be okay. Whatever happens, we got through 2016 together. We're going to get through 2020 together.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So, all right. Anyway, thanks, guys, for listening. We need your feedback. We love your feedback. TheBroadcasters3@gmail.com. 331-276-2373. And that's pretty much all I've got. So, does anybody else have anything?
All right, cool.
I'm going to go clean up a... very spilled. I'm going to go clean up a melted White Claw McCroy right now. I guess it doesn't get renewed for season two.
No. Bit of a flop. Didn't quite make the splash they were expecting.
Amanda's coming in hot.
I know, Amanda. Yeah. This
last night.
All right. Bring your homegrown American candy corn next week. Bring your White Claws and LaCroix of your choice. Or tequila. Maybe I'll get some tequila. Maybe. Nah, we're going to save that. No. The tequila is going to be saved for November 2nd's broad topic.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah. Okay. All right. On that note, everybody, thank you for listening. My name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
Peace out, everybody.
See ya.
Bye.